This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is More Digian.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Less Digian.
So this is a big, dark area.
Yeah. It's a big, sometimes it's a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a big, demonic giant with an eyeless head and a limbless body, which I think Clark Ashton Smith thought was scarier than it actually is. Like big torso.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm less scared of big black torso than than Clark Ashton Smith was.
BBTs.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, but this is pretty neat. This is like a death god.
Mm-hmm.
The carnal god.
Yeah. Which is weird because we already have the sepulchre god.
Yeah. This the eternal god here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so this is all part of his Zothik thing. Zothik. Mm-hmm. I have Zothik by my bed, but I haven't started reading it yet.
Huh.
I haven't really read any Clark Ashton Smith, but I found this in like a bookstore at some point.
Yeah.
And curious about it. This does not really entreat me to. Like, this does not seem like make me want to read it.
So I know that Zothik is a lost continent, but like, is like what's the conceit of that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I do know that in the far future, Mordigian mm-hmm. will become the patron deity of the Zalbaz Sire on the lost continent. And some necromancers and ghouls in the dreamland worship him now.
Cool.
So,
the main thing, what this thing wants is to stop people from bringing the dead back to life.
Yes. No necromancers.
Right.
We can have one. And he fights you by engulfing you and leaving nothing but inanimate objects and clothes left mm-hmm. over.
Yeah. He raptures you.
He raptures you. So I was thinking about, this would be really cool. A cool, hook for this would be mm-hmm. finding, sets of clothes, like thinking it's the rapture, having a bunch of religious people, thinking it's the rapture, but then your investigators come and find out also fillings are left behind.
Yeah. Oh,
things like that. And like, they're like checking pacemaker and they're checking dental records
mm-hmm.
of this stuff and finding out all these people were actually like necromancers. And I was like, oh, that's a cool hook.
That's a really good hook.
Yeah. Also, the other hook of this is the ghoul's manuscript. Did you read about the ghoul's manuscript?
Yeah.
Like St. Swithin's Day already. which is a book that turns you into a ghoul.
Yeah. Why not?
Don't read it.
Yeah. I mean, it's bound in human flesh. Why did they keep doing that?
There's all this stuff about it when you read about the ghoul's manuscript in this little call out box, it's like mm-hmm. skimming it is okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, that's very funny. Like the idea that like, if you just like pick this up in a dentist office and flip through it,
you read the headings, right?
Yeah.
But if you read
the articles,
bad.
I only read the ghoul's manuscript for the articles.
Yes. Must roll his power or less on a 1d100. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's hard stuff. That's, at maximum, I don't know. Depending on the Call of Cthulhu edition, but that's mm-hmm. tough stuff.
Yeah.
Or turn into a fucking ghoul.
Yeah. It's a bad thing.
It's no joke. I mean, it's not the worst thing that can happen to you in this game. But...
Yeah, no, you just go live in the dreamlands, but it's not great.
No. The other thing, big thing with this guy is you can't look at him.
No.
He drives you blind by turning into a dragon and big black torso.
Mm-hmm. He assumes a form you are less comfortable with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something that I love about torso. Something I love about this, though, is like
you just said something I love about torso. I know that's not what you're trying to say, but it's good. It's all just one thing we love about torso. I like how it holds my arms and legs on.
Yeah, I like that it's where I keep my heart and lungs.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.